Today is the story of 10 lepers who stood afar off. Sometimes the lepers even had to hold bells and ring them so people would not approach them. They say when you are young, you like to make faces at the mirror. As you get older, the mirror makes faces at you. And you say, who is that old person looking back at me? The mirror's revenge. One of the unspoken things in today's gospel is this. When you are sick and something is missing in your life, what is going on inside your heart and your head? What are you thinking about? There are so many healthy people that have a deep ugliness in their heart and in their head. They think about themselves, and if you cure them of everything that bothered them, they would still be stuck with themselves. At the end of today's gospel, these 10 lepers go on their way and they're cured. One person, a foreigner, a Samaritan, someone hated by the locals, comes back and thanks the Jew, thanks Jesus. Jesus and the gospel purposely underline that fact, that this is a person who is considered unclean and selfish in body and soul. But in his mind and in his heart, he realized enough and cared enough about another person to say thank you. Everybody here has their own pain. And sometimes in conversations we compare pain. Look at what I am going through. Look at what happened to me. And pain has one of the byproducts of making us very selfish and enclosing us in our own little world, so that even if the cause of the pain is gone, sometimes all you can think about is yourself. That's why 9 lepers, after years of being ostracized from society, after years of suffering physical ailments, did not even think to thank the person that cured them, because they fell victim to the pain of selfishness. So think to yourself, what do I think about all day long? My husband, my wife, my children, my grandchildren, my grandparents, my friends? Or do I spend my mind and my time thinking just about me? Because physical pain has the spiritual quality of isolating you from everyone else, including your life. And be very careful when you suffer any kind of pain or tragedy, that you don't end up thinking, I'm the only one in pain, I'm the only one suffering, because you may end up to be the only one who wants to be with you. Let's not end up like that. Even in your pain, think about other people, think about your family, and think about healing others as part of your own healing process. Slava Isusu Christu.